a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And good morning and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate and those listening over the Internet and public broadcasting. Your South Dakota Senate will now come to order for our last day. Ladies and gentlemen, leading us in our prayer today is Father Mark McCormick, who has returned. He is with the ministerium here in the Catholic Church in Pierre and Fort Pierre. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Natasha Shamans from the great city of Watertown.
In just a few moments of silence as we put ourselves in the presence of our Creator. An invitation to wholeness, Psalm 138. I give you thanks, O Blessed One, with my whole heart. Before all the people I sing your praise. I was humbled when I came to see that you dwell in me in the holy temple of all souls. My gratitude knows no bounds, for you alone are the Holy One, the breath of our breath. On that day I called, you answered me. The strength of my soul you increased. All the leaders of the earth shall one day praise you when your word awakens every heart. And they shall proclaim the new dawn of light and love, great with the radiation of your glory. For even as you are the Most High, you are friend to the lowly. The arrogant close their hearts to your love and guidance. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You are my very presence. As I face my fears and doubts, your strength upholds me. You guide me as I pray to fulfill my purpose on earth. You do not forsake those who call upon you. Your steadfast love and your truth endures forever. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, I'll call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Bagalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Frericks, Heinemann, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rafe, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Mr. President, quorum present.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 37th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do now recess until 10:30 a.m.
All those in favor of recess signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. For her very active in the Frederick area high school, probably knows Jason Frericks pretty well. She has incredible determination in the sport of rodeo. As I read through this, though, what's your favorite sport in rodeo? You're a barrel racer. That's excellent. Well, we want to thank you for recognizing and being the face of rodeo in our state. And it is the state sport, thanks to Senator Roden's initiative many years ago. And thank you for being here. And everybody, let's give her a huge round of applause. Senator Frericks, thank you so much. Senator Otten, good morning, sir.
I think I'm hot.
Oh, you are.
Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
I would like to introduce to you a individual that I've, I guess I love very dearly. One that I had met in a blind date many years ago. She is the chairman of the Republican Party in Lincoln County. She's also the president of Siouxland Republicans. And would you welcome my beloved, the love of my life, Betty Otten.
Betty, yay! Yay, Betty! Stand up. Thank you for all you do and supporting Ernie for his service. Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no idea who this guy is. I don't know if the Sergeant at Arms.
Sergeant at Arms, can you come and frisk him?
Remove this person, please. I'm completely embarrassing my son here, but this I will have to introduce him, and he might even stand up. But we're lucky to have from 310 miles away from the garden spot of South Dakota, Dakota Dunes, my son, Antonio.
Antonio, welcome. He doesn't know this, but I know of his hard work during the flood, and it was impressive. We keep track of everything. In fact, we're still watching you, Antonio. Any other personal privileges? Okay, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we have two orders of business at this point until we'll be at ease. The first will be under Order of Business 4, we'll have communications from the governor, and then we'll proceed to the consideration of his vetoes, and we'll talk about that. Please proceed, ma'am.
Mr. President and members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that on March 12, 2013, I approved Senate Bills 1, 44, 60, 61, 62, 71, 80, and 237, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Also, I have the honor to inform you that on March 14, 2013, I approved Senate Bills 3, 4, 10, 11, 17, 31, 34, 55, 66, 75, 111, 120, 151, 153, 154, 158, 166, 185, and 194, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Also, I have the honor to inform you that on March 20th, 2013, I approved Senate Bills 28, 39, 51, 59, 76, 84, 90, 106, 143, 198, 200, 206, 223, 233, 235, and 236, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Also, I have the honor to inform you that on March 21st, 2013, I approved Senate Bills 515 and 195, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Also, I have the honor to inform you that on March 21st, 2013, I approved Senate Bill 186, and the same has been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully, Dennis Dugard, Governor. Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels, dear President and members of the Senate, I am returning to you Senate Bill 115 with my veto. Signed, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Okay, Senators, the next order of business is consideration of executive vetoes. I will say this before the vote, but want to impress upon everyone, since we're getting back together and discussing the procedures here, the discussion is about whether the bill should pass or not. Obviously, the governor has vetoed it, and in order for the bill to pass, it would need to have two-thirds or 24 members of the Senate vote for it. So the language is arcane from the Constitution, the way we read it, but the discussion should be about whether or not the bill should pass here or not, and that's how we'll read it. It'll be just like during session. It just requires a two-thirds, and if it doesn't get that two-thirds, it would be a failure. Any questions? It would fail, rather. Okay. Consideration of executive vetoes. Madam Secretary, please proceed.
The Senate proceeds to the reconsideration of Senate Bill 115 pursuant to the veto of the governor.
Thank you. Senator Chantel, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. President. members of the body. Senate Bill 115 is back before you to, I'm asking you to vote yes again. We had 30 members of our Senate body support this bill, and I've been asking for you to sustain your vote or retain and stay the course. What is Senate Bill 115? It is an act to increase the commercial fertilizer inspection fee and also create the Nutrient Research Education Council to promote such research. Further clarifying what Senate Bill 115 does is who pays for this fee currently. The fertilizer distributors pay the 15 cents currently. What that and how and why is that fee imposed? It's actually imposed to ensure the integrity of the fertilizer sales, the distribution, and the safety of fertilizer applications in South Dakota. The Department of Ag currently monitors and runs that program, and what that 15 cents does is actually just cover the cost. That 15 cents per ton that we impose literally is just enough to cover the cost of the program, again, ensuring the safety, the inspection of the fertilizer when it is distributed through a co-op or an elevator. We're asking for an increase from 15 cents to another 15 cents on top, so which would be a 30 cent total per ton fee. But where the extra 15 cents, it's very targeted. It's a self-imposed fee. This is targeted specifically for research. What the research will be provide, or the extra 15 cents will provide, is a $300,000 amount to specifically provide localized research data that enables the U.S. Department of Ag, specifically the Natural Resources Conservation Service, so typically we would hear that as the NRCS, to adopt national nutrient management practices that are specific to South Dakota conditions. A South Dakota-based standard is critical. Why is it important? Because the DENR obviously requires permitting process, as in that specifically in feeding operations and just applications of fertilizer. Our producers and our growers need to know what the standards should be. So we're actually asking, as a self-imposed industry supported by corn growers, wheat growers, agribusiness, co-ops, and the like, to support research specific. Without in-state data, and this is the catch here, without our in-state data, meaning when we find out and utilize the research dollars, without in-state data, the national statistics and standards could be used, and they can depend on those, that out-of-state data or national data from the NRCS offices, which may not accurately represent all of South Dakota. We're looking for specifics in research, whether it be fertilizer seed coatings, the nitrogen stabilizers, fertilizer application and then losses, maybe runoff. We're looking at maybe alternate year applications, maybe applying fertilizer every other year. Those are all areas that we need to look at, specifically nitrogen and phosphorus discharge. Again, this is specific to South Dakota because our soils are different, the way it soaks into the soil, our fertilizers, and then the runoff for downstream. So we need to know what our standards are here specific. We have not updated our standards specifically to fertilizer since 2005. So we're asking, as an industry, supported by those that will pay this, specifically the farmers and ranchers, or excuse me, producers, that would pay this. The average increase per acre would be 2 to 4 cents per acre. Very, very minimal. 1,000 acres would be $20 to $30 per producer. I want to remind you that the Ag Experiment Station, I know that's been some question here. I want to clarify. The Ag Experiment Station specifically has taken in the last 2 years a cut of $1.6 million. So when you look at the funding, we've had some concerns as why is Ag Experiment getting this $500,000 for something else? Or why are they getting that $1 million for the swine research? That is separate one-time funding. And reminding you that they took a cut for the last 2 years of $1.6 million. So I'm asking you to support a self-imposed fee that targets directly nutrient research and nutrient runoff education that will be specific for our producers, that our producers are asking for. I again ask for a yes vote on Senate Bill 115.
Thank you. Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I echo the remarks of the previous speaker, but I would just share with folks You probably see the advertisements from companies on, whether it's on television or if you happen to just see one of those glossy magazines that they like to put in the mailboxes. You might catch reading one at a doctor's office somewhere. They have their slogans for $3 an acre, two more bushels. You know, it sounds kind of catchy, and we almost hear so many of those slogans, we kind of think, well, I don't know if it's worth trusting those folks and what they're really going to give us for some type of bang for our buck. But in this instance right here that you have before you, for the 3 cents an acre on a fertilizer bill that usually is $80 to $100 an acre, it's definitely pretty minimal, but the advantages obviously far outweigh, because if we can shave off, instead of being $80 to $100, maybe we someday it could be $50 an acre of fertilizer to still produce 200 bushel corn. That's what's pretty cool. Here you have an issue that's pretty straightforward. Ask for your support in overriding that veto, but more importantly, to send some needed targeted research dollars to our land-grant university. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Frerichs. Further remarks? Any further remarks? Senator Brown, good morning, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a little bit awkward for me to come out in opposition to this particular bill. I come from a very rural district, as many of you recognize. I'm probably the only one with 8-plus counties on their sign, which would tend to indicate that the area is indeed pretty rural. In the past, I have been a strong supporter of our AES, and I think even this year I would say the same was true. My problem with this is several fold. Some argue that this is a fee increase. I'll be the first to admit that down here in the Capitol, sometimes the difference between a fee and a tax is a gray area at best. But in its purest sense, when we talk about a fee is designed to cover the costs to implement a particular program or process. A tax is generally something that we apply to another set of products, and again, at the end of the day, it ends up getting used for a wholly different purpose. So even as you listen to the proponents of this bill talk about this particular inspection fee, they indicate that it's to be done to inspect the sales and make sure that there's safety involved with these fertilizer distributors. And yet what we have here today in Senate Bill 115 is something entirely different than inspecting the safety of those distributors. We are creating a brand new nutrient council, which I'm not even arguing the merits of that. That may be a very worthwhile thing to do. My problem is with how we're doing it and how we're funding it, because we're using this purported fee to fund something that didn't even exist before and has nothing to do with the safety of those fertilizer operations. I could argue that perhaps maybe the merits of this effort are indeed worthwhile. I'd like to throw out a couple of numbers if you bear with me for just a minute. The Soybean Research and Promotion Fund ended fiscal year 2012 with $8,125,000. The Wheat Commission ended fiscal year 2012 with $360,000. The Corn Utilization Council, proponent of this particular bill, ended fiscal year 2012 with $2,461,000 in their checkoff fund. I'll be the first to admit that there are certain restrictions that can apply to these checkoff dollars. But my point is, if we needed to raise $300,000 for a nutrient research council, it would seem more appropriate that these were the folks that were funding that effort rather than saying that the industry is behind this. Because at the end of the day, you and I all know that it's not these fertilizer companies that are just going to suck up this tax increase. They're going to pass that on to the producers whom they're supplying product to. So we are now going to have egg producers funding something that is completely unrelated to the product that they are buying. So with that, I would hope that we could sustain the governor's veto, and I'd ask for a no vote on Senate Bill 115.
Further remarks? Senator Van Gerpen, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President. Mr. President and members of the Senate, I stand in support of the comments made by the previous speaker. I, too, am a part-time farmer, enjoy it a whole lot, and do purchase fertilizer and seed as well. But when I go in the morning to get my mail, it seems like, if not every week, at least once a month, I have some type of materials from some of those in the industry of fertilizer or in seed who are giving me the latest data that they have discovered. Why do we want government to step into the area where the outside industry is already doing the job? I think most of us here today are in opposition to more and more government. More government funding for these kinds of projects, for projects that the industry can do. I believe the research is going to continue, whether we vote this up or down. But the research, if it's voted down, will be continued by the industry. And we as farmers will be kept enlightened and kept informed as to what they discover in the research that the industry performs. And therefore, today I stand in opposition to the bill. I prefer that the research be done by the industry rather than be funded by our state government, or rather by those who are collecting the fees on the insurance.
Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the body. While I'll take some point of disagreement with the previous speaker, I think there is value of having the public investing in the research rather than the companies that we're buying the product from. The reason that the inspection fee is there currently is to ensure that what is on the label or the bill contains the product that it says, that it has this percentage of nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, sulfur, iron, whatever that is going to be put out there on your land. It's the public's protection system that's there. Now, the concern is that in 2005, when they quit doing the fertilizer results, the yields in South Dakota were much lower for corn than what they are today. Even when you take in the drought situation, we still had corn that went 177 to 250 bushels to acre. Now, you have to put on the nutrients that are going to give you that kind of yield. But if you put on too many nutrients, it tends to run off, get into water, and cause contamination problems. The focus of these research dollars would be to put in place that they would be able to assist the producers in putting on the exact amount needed and put it at the place where it can do the best for the plant that it's trying to help grow. The value of this research will be returned manyfold. As the sponsor of the bill said, the variability within South Dakota itself says we need to have the research done not just in one location, but across the state. We cannot use the results from Iowa. They get way more soil moisture than what we get, way more rain. Their depth of soil may be different. The type of soil may be different. Soil fertility results, that survey, that research has to be done specifically for the state that it's located in. It is totally different than a lot of other research. And that's why I say the public investment protects the public. Those 3 cents an acre, I will gladly pay. In fact, I'll even help the good senator from those 8 counties and help pay that 3 cents per acre, because I think his return will be far greater than the 3 cents invested. I urge a support of Senate Bill 115.
Senator Johnston, good morning.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning to you. Let's talk real quick about opportunity. There's a new variety of beans being researched out of the University of Nebraska called high oleic beans. It's estimated that by the year 2020, 80% of all the beans grown in this country will be high oleic beans. Now, are they a genetically modified bean? Yes. But they're being, in early trials, they're being accepted by our trading partners around the world for their heart-healthy oil that's produced by these beans. Now, you don't typically think of South Dakota as a huge bean-growing state. But we're getting more and more acres invested into this type of beans. Second of all, opportunity, we've got a little company in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, by the name of Raven Industries. Raven is one of the world's leading developers of technology for precision agriculture. GPS, combines, tractors, nutrient distribution, and the like. Another opportunity, as we continue to increase the knowledge at our land-grant university for this type of activity, whether it's high oleic beans, precision agriculture, and lastly, with the world's population growing as fast as it is, we're going to have to produce more food on less acres, with less water, in a more environmentally sustainable way. A vote for Senate Bill 115 is, in a small way, doing our part to grow more food with less water in a more environmentally sustainable way. Grasping opportunities like what's being produced at Raven Industries, like what's being produced with high oleic beans to feed the world. I ask for your support of Senate Bill 115. Thank you.
Senator Welke.
Well, I'd just like to remind everybody to think back on history and why SDSU was created. It was a land-grant college for the specific purpose for research. And this is what this money is going to go to. Research for farmers and ag to make it possible to habitate and to farm and raise the crops we needed to feed us and the world. And this state has done very well at that. The previous speaker talked about the partnerships with businesses. I think that's what we have. Both play a very important role in this. Public-private cooperation, but I think it's important that much of that research is done by public institutions, so I'd urge you to vote in favor of this. Thank you.
Senator Ramdahl. Good morning, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I want to oppose this bill because I think you can call it a fee, you can call it a tax or whatever, but it's being passed on to the farmer. A tax is a tax. I mean, you can shave the beard off a billy goat, but it's still a billy goat. Anyway, I'd like you to oppose this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Krebs speaks in rebuttal? Thank you, Senators. Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the good senator from Bonham pointing out exactly why we need this bill. We don't want industry doing the research. Why do we want companies from out of state, not from South Dakota, providing and telling us how to apply fertilizer on their predetermined proportions on our state soil, the Hudak? We have very different soil here in South Dakota. And we need to have our research done at our university that can provide our producers and our growers the non-biased information that they need. We have not done that since 2005. And that's why we're asking for a very small amount of $300,000 to do what all the other states around us are doing. Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, North Dakota are all putting research specifically into fertilizer standards because they know times are changing. The EPA is getting tougher, and they have to know what their state's needs are. The AES does receive money from those checkoffs, and I'm so glad our good senator from those eight counties pointed that out, because that's what that money is for. They do have a partnership with the soybean checkoff, with the corn utilization county. Those partnerships provide money and put money into that ag experiment station along with that private partnerships that we're asking for, that companies. This is just good common sense. It's a very small amount of a self-imposed fee that our farmers are asking for to update standards that hasn't been done since 2005. I'd ask for your continued support of Senate Bill 115.
Thank you, Senator Krebs. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, again, senators, the question is phrased as to whether or not the bill should pass. And the language speaks to notwithstanding the veto. But the question is, should it pass, yes or no, just like it was before you? It does before you earlier, but it requires two-thirds. And any questions before I call the vote? Okay, thank you all. The question before the Senate is, shall Senate Bill 115 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
No.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
No.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
No.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
No.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
No.
Monroe.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
No.
Otten.
No.
Peters.
No.
Rampelberg.
No.
Rave.
No.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
No.
Daly.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 22, nays 13.
The question, shall Senate Bill 115 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding, having failed to receive a vote of two-thirds majority of the members elect, is hereby declared lost, sustaining the governor's veto. Consideration of committee reports. Next.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn, sine die, and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature. Respectfully reports that it has performed the duty assigned to it and has been informed by His Excellency the Governor that he will not appear for the closing of the 88th legislative session. Respectfully, Brian Gosch for the House and Russell Olson for the Senate.
No, we've got to wait on that one. Okay.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to consider the matter of adjournment signing die of the 88th legislative session respectfully reports that the Senate and the House of Representatives adjourned signing die March 25, 2013.
Senators, we're preparing the message relative to 115. That'll be transmitted. The House has informed us, although for some reason they're not forwarding the message, that both of the line item vetoes were sustained, as you could well imagine. So we're going to wait to just do some homework up here and clean up a few things, and then we'll connect before we adjourn sine die. While we're at a lull here, are there any announcements? Senator Maher.
Good morning, or morning.
Good morning, sir.
The executive board met this morning, and I forgot to announce, I just need to announce that this morning in executive board, we'd like to have all summer studies in by Friday so we can get the list out to you to vote on by Monday and get those returned so we, at our April meeting, we can get those summer studies assigned a little bit quicker. So please fill out any requests that you'd have for a summer study. Get those into LRC so they can get on your ballot for voting by Monday. Thank you.
Senator Peters, good morning.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have joint appropriations 15 minutes following sine die. So we're going to talk about letters of intent.
Very good. Any other announcements while we're in lull? Okay. We'll just be at ease. Thank you. Proceed with reading reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Senate has, pursuant to the Governor's veto of Senate Bill 115, sustained that veto and delivered the same to His Excellency, the Secretary of State, for filing at 12:15 p.m. March 25, 2013. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
Why don't you read these two motions then and we'll...
Senator also moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to informing His Excellency the Governor that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Next motion, ma'am.
Senator also moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the time of adjournment sine die of the 88th legislative session be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay. They haven't reconvened across the way. Sergeant at Arms, would you please open the doors, though, and go ahead and put the door stops on them, and we'll wait for them to reconvene. There he is. Time to body search him. Okay, we'll be at ease until they open their door. Thank you.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of fixing the time of adjournment sine die for the 88th legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of informing His Excellency the Governor that the legislature has completed its labors, is ready to adjourn sine die, and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature. Respectfully, Arlene Kavislin, Chief Clerk.
Would you all stand? Please stand for the prayer. Our closing prayer.
Just a short examine for us. So I think back to January 8th, 2013, as you began this 88th legislature session. A number of you are veterans who have been serving in South Dakota legislature as senators for some time. And some of you were brand new to this type of leader servant in our state. As we gather today, what were the trials and the struggles of this session? What divided you and what brought you together? What were those moments of joy and laughter? Do you have any regrets? And what were you proud of in this session? This will be my prayer, but first I wanted to thank you for your time, your energy, and your sacrifices. Thank you for your passion and convictions in which you served this 88th session of the South Dakota Legislature. So this is your prayer, this Psalm 148, which is a psalm of praise and thanksgiving. Praise the Blessed One. Give praise from the heavens and from all the ends of the earth. Give praise, all you angels, angels of the earth and of heaven. Give praise, sun and moon. Give praise, all you shining stars. Give praise, all universes, the whole of the cosmos of creation. Praise the Blessed One, for through love all was created and firmly fixed forever and ever. Yes, the pattern of creation was established. Give praise to the Beloved, all the earth, all that swim in the deep, and all winged ones of the air. Give praise, all mountains and hills, all trees and minerals. Give praise, all four-leggeds, all that creep on the ground, leaders of the nations and all peoples, young and old. Give praise, united together in all your diversity, that peace and harmony may flourish on the earth. Let all peoples praise the Beloved who is exalted in heaven and on earth, whose glory is above heaven and earth. For all are called to be friends, companions to the true friend. Give their lives joyfully as co-creators of people and of peace. Praise be the Blessed One, the very breath of our breath, the very heart of our heart. And so, my friends, may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. And may the rain fall softly on your fields. And until you meet again, may you keep safe in the gentle and loving arms of God. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to ask for the motion, and then we'll go ahead and do 1, 2, 3. So, okay. Please proceed.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do now adjourn sine die, which...
All those in favor of adjournment sine die signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
One, two, three.
We are adjourned. Thank you.